This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. Today, we're going to talk about Sir Isaac Newton and a very important riddle. You know, during this time of quarantine and kind of the shutdown, it's interesting to learn that Sir Isaac Newton went through a quarantine, too. It was in the year 1665. It was part of the bubonic plague. Cambridge, where he taught, was shut down, and for 2 years, he was quarantined. And during that time, he used his gifts of observation to outline the laws of motion, optics, and invented calculus. This was in addition, of course, to come up with what we now call the law of gravity. I mean, can you believe it that he did this during this time of quarantine? It's very interesting. And my guest today has written a novel based on some of his theological works. You know, he's known as a scientist, but really, if you look at his work, he wrote many more things about the Bible, and we're going to talk about it today. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
I'm very happy to have back on the Strang Report Neil Russell. I did a very interesting podcast with him just a few days ago. You can check it out on the Charisma Podcast Network. We talked about truth, especially about Genesis 1:1. But my guest, Neil Russell, is a prolific writer, and he's written this novel that I'm actually reading called Newton's Riddle, and it has to do with the book of Daniel. And I just wanted to have kind of a conversation about it. I mean, this is something we could probably talk about for hours, but podcasts tend to be short. And I mainly just wanted to start by asking, Neil, how you became aware of this work of Sir Isaac Newton and his fascination with the book of Daniel, and how this led to you writing this very impressive, very thick novel.
Let's go back in time. Stephen, back in the year 2004, I was watching people, I taught at Annapolis High School, reading a book called The Da Vinci Code, and I knew it was a lie, but they were reading this book as if it was the truth, and so I was going to contact Mel Gibson and ask him if he could take some of the money from The Passion of the Christ and turn this one book. Now, this happened when I first became a Christian, so we can go back and connect dots. Somebody handed me a book back in the early 90s called This Present Darkness by Frank Peretti. And so I promised her I would read it. She said God wanted me to read this book. That night, I remember clearly, I couldn't get through the first chapter. It was something that I just couldn't wrap my brain around, but because I promised that I would do it, I forced myself. I couldn't put that book down. For those of you that have heard of This Present Darkness or haven't, let me give you a synopsis. We live in two realms. Now, this is something that I could wrap my brain around because we're in a natural realm. We get up every morning, and everything that happens during the day is in a natural realm. Frank Peretti wrote this book in two realms. It was a fiction book, but the storyline was that we are surrounded by angels, okay, and my favorite chapter of the Bible, Psalm 91, it says, God puts angels in charge of those who are heirs unto salvation. Now, not everybody is an angel. That's in Hebrews 11:1, that only those who are assigned angels are heirs unto salvation. God knows who's coming to heaven. But anyway, with that said, there are also demons in this book. And when I finished reading that book, I started getting a visual of all these things that we can't see. So back, and then going back to the day 2004, and I have no idea, this has to be the Holy Spirit who prompted me, but I had one of my students, and I just talked to him the other day, his name was Brian Deschamps, he was my aide, and he would help me set up labs, and I said, Brian, I don't know why, but God is prompting me to have you for the next 2 weeks, don't help me, I want you to go to the computer. I gave Brian a manila folder, and I said, Brian, I want you to find out all the information you can on Sir Isaac Newton, but I do not want to know the science because I taught the science. So right before Christmas, and I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, we live now in Maryland, and we were ready to leave, and I took this folder with me, and the entire time I spent in Western Pennsylvania at my mother-in-law's house, I read that Sir Isaac Newton, okay, was not just the scientist of all time, he was a Bible scholar. And his passion, Stephen, was to find out. Now, this is, again, we live in a time which I think things are being revealed to us like never before, but he wanted to find out that time when Jesus is going to return. So let me take you all to a really quick story that very few of you have ever heard before. We're going to go back to the year 1656. And this is the year when a 13-year-old boy was going to a place called King's School. His name was Sir Isaac Newton. Well, actually, his name was Isaac Newton. And he was in the library of the school. The kids were out at recess. And he went and located and opened for the first time an original 1611 edition of the King James Bible. And he opened up to a page in the book of Daniel. And immediately his eyes became fixated on this verse. And here's what it says. Go your way, Daniel, for the words I have spoken are closed and sealed up to the end of times. Many shall be purified and made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly. But none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Sealed words, Newton whispered in amazement. Only the wise shall understand. Now, with moments remaining before the headmaster sounded the call to end recess at the King's School, young Newton whispered this short but profound question which changed his entire life. And again, what I'm telling all of you, I didn't know. I'm a researcher. I found this out. Newton said, am I the wise? And with that said, yes, he did. God gave him the ability to figure out how planets go around each other and gravity. And by the way, the story that you told, I was going to tell that. I read that yesterday. The story of the apple falling and from the tree, that happened when Newton was sequestered in his backyard. That's the day when he was 22 years old, when he came up with the idea of gravity. See, a lot of us are stuck in a house right now. Well, he didn't let that bother him, did he, Stephen? He kept on going. He came up with all these things. And guys, those of you here, God has a perfect time for us right now. Just like I'm sitting here in my house talking to a person that God put in my life that's going to be spreading this message that you're going to hear today throughout the world. This is God's timing. So, Sir Isaac Newton, I want to thank you for all that you gave me in science. But the most important thing is we are all the wise. Everyone that's listening to this podcast today, you're searching as I searched, as Newton searched, okay, for that verse in the Bible, that we will live in those times in which God will reveal his secrets. So we are the wise. So anyhow, how'd you like that introduction?
That was great. Very well said. And so let's get into this because, you know, most people don't really understand the book of Daniel, and especially about, you know, the prophetic end time riddle that you talk about. And, you know, Daniel was crying how and when, you know, without a basic understanding of God's eternal perspective of time and eternity. And without that, we may never be able to solve these puzzling mysteries. So talk to me about these mysteries. Talk to me about the Archangel Gabriel and the other things that you bring out and how you wove this into just a fascinating novel that really takes truth, like you were talking about this present darkness, and kind of fictionalizes to answer this riddle.
Well, I will tell you this again. You mentioned Isaac Newton and this riddle. The riddle is this, and the whole book is based upon this. God made a covenant with Abraham. It's recorded in Genesis 12:3. That he would bless those who would bless Abraham's descendants, and he would curse those who curse. And the entire book of Newton's riddle is based upon that one fact. And Newton knew about this. Again, we live in a time that all this is, people are questioning what's happening. Is this virus that's going around something from God? But Genesis 12:3, God admonishes all nations throughout time, again, that we will be blessed if we bless Abraham's descendants, and we will be cursed if we curse. And America, since its foundation, Stephen, has its arms opened up to the Jews. And so, again, Isaac Newton knew about this, and this was his research into when these times would be unveiled. And that's what we're going to talk about. I have accumulated information here about warnings that God has given out and things that have happened, leading all the way up to what I believe is happening right now in America.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned the Jews, and that has special meaning to you. Often we can know by somebody's last name if they're Jewish, and Russell is not a very Jewish name, but that was not your birth name, was it?
No, in fact, I was born Neil Greenspan. I was born in the Bronx. My parents moved to Las Vegas. My parents divorced. My mother remarried my stepfather, Sherman Russell, who adopted me, and my name was changed to Neil Russell. But because I am Jewish 100%, and this is something that I believe my mother calls me today, a Meshuggah, I am not a conformist. And so by that, I don't do what people do. I go by in the Bible, when I became a Christian, Stephen, I made a caveat to God. And that's why the last show we talked about Genesis 1. I said, Lord, I want you to show me your truth. And that's what Isaac Newton did. See, I'm looking for truth, and the truth of the matter is, I believe, as Isaac Newton did, we live at the end of times, and that's what we're searching out today. Newton's riddle, as I said, shows the world that God's promises are always, it's a covenant, and they will never be broken. So, again, we are here at this time to show you the truth behind Isaac Newton's prophecies.
Yeah, let's talk about Newton's riddle. And we don't want to give away, you know, the secrets of the book. We want people to read the book. But kind of tell me enough and our listeners enough that it will really spark interest in this. And kind of how did you weave in the truth of what Sir Isaac Newton actually did in real life and also Daniel into this fictional narrative?
Okay, thank you. Again, God made this covenant with Abraham, and it's recorded throughout time, and Sir Isaac Newton, this is what his passion was, to reveal this. And so here we go. I would like to give our audience a brief history of the list of curses that have already befallen America on the very day our leaders have ignored God's warning for not dividing his covenant land. On January 16, 1994, our president back then, Bill Clinton, met in Geneva with the Syrian president Assad for the purpose of pressuring Israel into giving back the Golan Heights. The morning after the meeting, a powerful 6.9 Northridge earthquake rocked Southern California, becoming the second most destructive natural disaster to strike America, right behind Hurricane Andrew. Then, Stephen, on January 21st, 1999, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu received a cold reception at the White House by Bill Clinton. And after the meeting, the president and secretary, Madeleine Albright, snubbed the Israeli prime minister by refusing to have lunch with him. That was the very day that Monica Lewinsky's scandal broke in the headlines that eventually led to the impeachment and the disgrace and downfall of Bill Clinton. On September 28, 1998, Secretary Albright worked on the final details of an agreement in which Israel would give up 13% of Judea and Samaria. A hurricane named Georges with wind gusts over 175 mile an hour slammed into the United States Gulf Coast. As the PLO chairman Yasser Arafat addressed the United Nations declaring the independent Palestinian state on May 1999, Hurricane Georges pounded the Gulf, causing $1 billion in damage. At that moment, Arafat departed the United States, the storm dissipated. Now, I can go on and show you this, but this is, again, the premise of Newton's riddle. Anytime our country or any country goes against God's covenant land and God's covenant promise that he made Abraham, these things have happened.
And why isn't this better known? I mean, this seems so obvious, and some of these things have been pointed out, but are people's eyes blinded to this?
They are blinded. This is something that's not preached in churches, but the reason is that Satan, and that's the second part of Newton's riddle. Newton's riddle is done on two levels. And as I was telling you at the beginning, God opened my eyes to the supernatural. And so, as we did last week, Satan does not want the children to know that God's their creator. That's why we came up with a great idea called evolution. In the book, again, Satan wants Israel destroyed. He knows that when Jesus returns, and all of us with him, he returns back to Israel. And he doesn't want the Jewish state there. Throughout time, this is what his plot has been, and this is recorded. I have another date, okay? This is something, the year is 2001. The president back then was George Bush. The White House had prepared to declare on September 23rd, 2001, its two-state solution, with God's land being divided into Israel and Palestine. That announcement never happened. On the morning of September 11th, at exactly 8:46 a.m., the wrath of the Muslim suicide bombing and terrorist attacks came on the shores of America. Another famous date was August 23rd, 2005. The world watched as the last Jews were forcibly evicted by their own countrymen from their home in the Gaza. This was due to tremendous pressure that was exerted by our president and secretary of state for Israel to give back this land, God's land, and make it a Palestinian state. On the very day that happened, a weather system formed off the coast of Florida, and I'm sure you remember this because you live in Florida, and that storm grew to become Hurricane Katrina, which destroyed not only the city of New Orleans, but most of Mississippi. That one single storm formed on the day that we forced Israel to give back its covenant land. And a year later, the same number of Jews that were displaced from the Gaza Strip were the same number of Americans that were now homeless because their homes were destroyed. And so I just have two more, and that's it. On May 11th, 2011, just 3 days after American President Barack Obama called for God's covenant nation, Israel, to relinquish Jerusalem and the entire West Bank to the Palestinians and return to the 67 border, Supercell tornado ripped a path of destruction through Joplin, Mississippi, killing 231 people. Now, here we are. This is in April of 2020. I want to go back, Stephen, and this is the last one I'm going to show you and talk about. Let's go back 9 years forward to January 28th, 2020. This is the very day our president, Donald Trump, unveiled his long-awaited Middle East peace plan, promising to give Israel more sovereignty over much of the Jordan Valley and the West Bank, but still giving the Palestinians a portion of God's covenant land. The following major events occurred. At approximately 2:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on January 28, 2020, a powerful 7.7 earthquake struck between Cuba and Jamaica. Now, this type of an earthquake that hit did not produce a tsunami because it's called a transform fault. That was a warning. In fact, they felt it. I'm not sure if you felt the earthquake in Florida where you live, but that was a tremendous earthquake. On January 30th, the first case of person-to-person transmission of the coronavirus is confirmed in America between a married couple in Chicago. The same day, the World Health Organization named the corona outbreak that originated in China a public health emergency of international concern. Now that brings us to the present moment. And this is the meaning of Newton's riddle. The riddle is this: Okay, we are at the time, and again, Newton tried his best back then, but it wasn't God's timing, to find out when end time events will take place. And I truly believe we're there.
This is absolutely fascinating. I mean, you tie in the stock market crash, you tie in all this stuff, and it's just amazing. It almost reminds me in some ways of Jonathan Cahn's Harbinger, where and more recently, the Oracle, where he is able to tie in actual dates that tie in 70 years from something, relates to something else. I mean, I don't have time to go into it. But let me ask you this. If you had the opportunity right now to talk to President Trump face to face, what would you say to him?
That's a good question. President Trump, I have a scripture here that's not often read, but I'd like to read you verbatim what I've written down. It's in Obadiah 1:15. The day is near when I, the Lord, will judge the godless nations. As you have done to Israel, so it will be done to you. All of your evil deeds will fall back on your heads. This proclamation that God made, he saw down the line that there would come a time when Israel would become a nation, and that the United States, as I believe Isaac Newton saw, would support its existence. And the only reason that Israel's on earth today, besides God's prophetic plan, was that there was a friendly nation to support its existence. But in the Bible, it says that all nations, at one time in the future, will withdraw their support from Israel. And folks, that time is very, very near.
And so your message, of course, is a warning to the president that America must not withdraw its support. And I know there are millions of Christian Zionists, as I call them and as I call myself, who would stand firm with you on this. And, you know, I just think this is so eye-opening, and people need to get their heads around this. They need to get this in their spirit. So as we wrap up this podcast, help me and my listeners understand exactly where they can find this fascinating novel, Newton's Riddle.
Folks, you can find Newton's Riddle if you go to the website that God had me make years ago, and on the website you will see the interviews that we did and explaining things that happened in our house that the devil tried to keep me from finishing this book. But the website's called newtonsriddle.com. And again, this is something that this is God's timing to have this interview done at this time, because I wrote that book starting in 2005, and here we are in 2020, and I truly believe we're on the verge of seeing these events happen. So again, thank you for having me on your show. And folks, you can find out, if you would like to purchase the book, you go to newtonsriddle.com.
And so thank you, Neil Russell, for taking time from your busy schedule to be on my podcast again. Folks, if you missed the first podcast, go on the Charisma Podcast Network. It'll be fairly easy to find. In fact, you can search for Neil Russell, two L's in Neil and two L's in Russell, and it'll pop right up, and it's very, very good. It's about truth, especially as in Genesis 1:1. And I just appreciate you standing for truth and for standing for the truth for Israel. I think this is very, very important. So thank you to the listeners for listening to the Strang Report today on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.